The next patient is Jennifer Parker. The last name is P-A-R-K-E-R. First name Jennifer, J-E-N-N-F, like in Foxtrot, E-R. This is an acute visit for this 48-year-old patient that we had the opportunity to see in January the 6th of 2022. The patient was referred to this office because of the presence of acute kidney injury. The past history is related to coronary artery disease. She has one stent in the circumflex, and later on, she was found with a spasm of the coronaries in the left anterior descending and the circumflex that required the administration of nitroglycerin period. During that left heart catheterization, the patient was found with a significantly increased end diastolic significant elevation of the left ventricular end diastolic pressure. Period. The patient has been found in congestive heart failure. It's followed by the cardiologist. The patient is on Entresto. Because of the muscle spasm, vasospasm of the coronaries, the patient was advised to take diltiazem and Ranexa. She's with profound hypotension. Period. The patient has a hypercoagulable state with pulmonary embolism and bilateral DVTs. It was our impression that the deterioration of the kidney function with a serum creatinine of 1.8 and the GFR below 40 are related to a cardiorenal syndrome. Period. The patient was advised to follow a low sodium diet, a fluid restriction of 1,000 cc's in 24 hours, and continue to take the combination of furosemide with Farxiga. Period. The patient has been retaining significant amount of fluid. When I walk into the room, this patient had a glass that was 32 ounces. Whether or not she is following the fluid restriction is unknown. She has gained 5 pounds. There is seepage of fluid in the lower extremities. The patient has find this consistent with anasarca. For that reason, we recommended the patient to go to the emergency room since she has failed the outpatient treatment. Period. A written statement was given to the patient to show to the ER physician. Period. Number two, diabetes mellitus that has been under control. Number three, the patient has been diagnosed with fibromyalgia and she takes hydrochloroquine. Following number, the patient has adequate bowel movements on a daily basis. The constipation has gone away. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease from PPIs. Following number, bronchial asthma that is compensated. Following number, coronary spasm, as stated in the left heart catheterization by Dr. Punjani, P-U-N, like in November, J-A-N-I. Following number, hyperlipidemia on Lipitor. Following number, tendency to hypotension. Period. As mentioned before, the patient was advised to go to emergency room for further management in the hospital.